Holy. Lift up your hands everywhere. And maintain that quietness. That's it. All love to thee. All praise be to thee. All strength be Holy God, to thee, all praise be to thee, I stand in awe of thee. Lift your hands up. Maintain quietness if you can. It is high up now. And whisper that name. Something is happening. Yokes are breaking, chains are breaking. Destiny is changing. Father, do it now.
Power of the Holy Ghost now!
Father, blessed be your name, Lord. In Jesus' precious name, please be seated. Somebody take care of the children, please. Somebody's left eye has been healed. Left. I don't know what was wrong with the left eye. But the power of God touched that eye now. You confirm your healing. Step forward quickly. Somebody's heart condition has been touched by God. The left-hand side of the chest, that pain and that affliction is healed right now. Somebody's urinary tract infection, like a Staphylococcus aureus. A man, it has been known for a long time. Urination with pain. Urination with, like, pin prick. Right now, you feel a sensation that confirms your healing. Somebody's back is healed. Pin-like sensation on the right shoulder, also healed. Somebody's ulcer is healed. Quickly check yourself. Because of time. Oh,
Amazing words. The three of them.
That right breast is healed. Is healed. That fire on that breast, that pain, growth, whatever it is gone now. Back to hell. That terrible migraine, gone to hell. Yes.
So amazing. The three of them. The same left chest condition. Couldn't breathe well. Our sister, her own was so terrible. But as the word came, sir, all of the three of them are relieved.
Give the Lord the praise. Lift up your hands.
Power
of the Holy Ghost. Receive.
Sir, our brother was afflicted with waist pains since 2013.
2013, 8 years.
Yes.
Touch your toes. And I told you, I liberty, I rather time. And I told you,
power! Every devil attacking your productivity, today is the end. I prophesy upon everyone here today. Every devil attacking your productivity in life, that attack is over right now.
Yes.
Sir, this word, you mentioned it during the first service, urinary tract infection. And you mentioned it again now. Sir, you didn't even do the first service. And it came out, the same word came out right now.
Urinary problem in the first service. Frequency and so on. But this one was urinary tract infection.
And that's the pinching sensation, like staphylococcus. That's his case.
Wow. For how long?
4 years, sir.
Wow.
Gone. The sensation gone.
He just felt the healing right now.
He said he even felt something left him.
Something left. Give the Lord a victory. Now step here. That infection, if it is a staphylococcus aureus infection, have the capacity to damage the stem cells and give them low sperm count, or it's a cause of infertility in men. So it's not something of urination alone. It gives them, it just destroys the viscosity of the spermatozoa, and the flow of the man is just like water. Yeah. It's a terrible condition. And it's very, very terrible to treat. Some people, 14 years, is still there, 21 years. Very hard to treat. Pharmacists can tell that.
Lift up your hands now. Everything that is a stubborn situation in your body, every stubborn situation in your body, today is the end of it forever. Ever. And return back no more. In Jesus' name.
Oh God, oh to be. Oga 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 Oga
Oga Oga
Oga Oga Oga Oga Oga Oga Oga Oga Oga
Oga Oga Oga
Oga Oga
Oga Oga Oga Oga Oga Oga Oga Oga
Oga Oga
Oga Oga Oga Oga Oga Oga Oga
Oga Oga Oga
Into my red every spirit of death looking for anybody here. I perceive that spirit of death right here. Whether it's for you, your brother, your sisters, you will not die of accident. You will not die of kidnapping. You will not die of hired assassination. In Jesus' name. Yes, quickly start.
That God just healed him of an eye condition. He came in here with a blood vision.
Where?
in the left
so
eye.
So you mentioned it very well.
Yes, sir.
The left eye condition healed. As was mentioned.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
It was mentioned. It started last day, October, where he walked under the sun in the northeast, and then the condition came with itching of the eye. But this morning, while the ministration was going on, it just cleared.
And
no more itching. It's free.
I don't know what you came in here with today. It is going. Give the Lord a big clap and a shout of praise. Take your seat, if I take two at the most, then we can be true.
Sir, you mentioned ulcer going. 2 years of ulcer gone.
Ulcer gone for 2 years.
4 years of ulcer gone.
4 years of ulcer gone. What of him?
Sir, he came into service with terrible pain with this
left eye. Heal. What of him?
Sir, for the past 10 years, he could only breathe through one of the nostrils.
For 10 years, he could breathe through one nostril.
Yes. When one opens, the other one closes. But when you declared, these two blasted up.
Incredible. Lift up your hands, all of you. It is permanent. Your healings. Touch. Receive. Now. In Jesus' name. Anybody ready to receive something today? Stand up on your feet with a shout of victory. Lift up your hands. Those of you in the front, you can return back to take your testimony another day. Lift up your hands and say, Father, today is my day. I receive my touch, my turnaround. I receive it now. Open your mouth and speak to God. I receive, I receive, I receive, I receive. Receive, I receive. So shall it be. In Jesus' precious name. Give the Lord a praise. Take your seat. We apologize. The place is much warmer than it used to be. There is what will be handled shortly. I can see a lot of people finding themselves in a very, very short while. You won't have any reason to do that. Somebody say aloud, amen. Give the Lord the praise. The value of the blessing. Part 2. Galatians chapter 3 and in verse 9. So then they which be of faith are blessed with faithful Abraham. They are blessed. With faithful Abraham. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1 to 3. The Bible speaking of Abraham said, Now the Lord had said unto Abraham, Get thee out of thy country, from thy kindred, from thy father's house, to a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee, and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. And I will bless them that bless thee, and curse him that curseth thee. And in thee shall all families of the earth be blessed. The Lord bless his word in Jesus' name. The subject is the value of the blessing. Today we want to understand what the blessing is worth. What is the worth of the blessing? What did the blessing do for Abraham? What did the blessing do for Isaac? What did the blessing do for Jacob? Why are the Jewish people among the greatest people on the earth? Greatest people on the earth. Why is it that if there are 100 Nobel Prize winners, 20 of them are Jews. And then the balance is divided among all the countries of the earth. Why is it that we have only one Nobel Prize winner in Nigeria? And that is from one aspect. But the Jews have a Nobel Prize winner, a Nobel Prize winner in medicine, in chemistry, in peace, in every realm of human endeavor. It is called the blessing of Abraham. The Jews, the country of Israel, they are one of the fewest countries that have people that are presidents of countries other than their own country that are Jews. It's called the power of the Abrahamic blessing. The power of the blessing of Isaac. The power of the blessing of Jacob. The Jews wake up to bless their children, bless their wife, bless their family. What is in the blessing? 12 things I was going to mention. I mentioned 6 in the first service. And I'll mention 6 in this service. But why do we need to understand the worth of the blessing? First, we said that understanding the worth of the blessing helps us to maximize the blessing. Second, understanding the worth of the blessing releases faith to fully appropriate the benefits of the blessing. It releases in you faith to appropriate what the blessing carries for you. So that when Pastor said you are blessed, when your father say you are blessed, your mother say you are blessed, you can exactly know what they are talking about. And for somebody here, I am here to announce you are blessed. Say that amen like you understand what the blessing is all about. What is the word for the blessing? Number one. This is number 6 for the overall, but this is number 1 for this service. The blessing replaces negative history with positive destiny. Hiya. Where your history was negative, it exchanges it with a destiny that is positive. When you have, or you have had a history that appears negative, it is replaced with a destiny that is positive. That happened to Abraham when God took him from a background of negativity. That happened to Jacob, where at Peniel he wrestled until his destiny changed. We are in a blessing service this morning. Everyone who has had a negative history as an individual, going forward from today, it shall be replaced with a positive destiny. If you are a believer, you will shout the loudest, amen! The blessing forbids negativity and calamity. What is in the blessing? Next. The blessing is a supernatural force that moves you from your position into your possession. It's a supernatural force that moves you from your position into your possession. It moves you from your position into your destination. It's a force. Whenever the blessing collides with a man, that man is not permitted to remain on the same spot. When the blessing encounters your life, you are not permitted to remain where you have remained. And this morning, in this blessing service, a blessing is coming upon somebody. And where the devil has kept you all these years, you are changing position and moving to the place of your possession. I'm moving to the place of your destiny. Say the loudest, amen. That blessing moved Abraham from the land where he was into the land of Canaan, the land of his destiny, and the land of his promise. That blessing is moving you right now. What is the blessing? Thirdly, the blessing places the seal of divine goodwill and well-being on the life of the blessed. Divine goodwill and well-being. When God places the blessing on you, your welfare is guaranteed. Your well is handled. Your welfare is guaranteed. Your well-being is handled. As far as you are on the earth, no devil can tamper with your welfare or tamper with your well-being if the blessing of the Lord is upon your life. That happened to Abraham, and that happened to Joseph. I announce to someone here today, by the authority of Jesus the Blesser, I decree your well-being and your welfare in this year, in this season, in this nation, is guaranteed, is confirmed in the name of Jesus. When the blessing is on your life, it is not a question of where you live. It's a question of what is on you. It's not a question of the country of your residence. You might live in America and in Switzerland and in Britain and live anywhere. If the blessing of God is not on you, your life is just, your destiny is at the mercy of your struggles. It's at the mercy of your effort. How far your effort can take you is how far you can see. But if you are in Nigeria, at the backside of Nyanya, and the blessing of God is upon your life, they will envy you from America. Am I speaking to somebody here at all? You will even be sending money from here to people that are outside of here. I am here to announce to somebody that blessing is guaranteeing your welfare now. Is guaranteeing your well-being now. Shout the loudest. Amen. Certain is not a matter of where I live. It's a matter of what is on me. Say, it's not the matter of the color of my skin. It's a matter of what I carry. You know, somebody inflated a white balloon with helium gas and it went all the way up. I'm sure you know how they inflate balloon and then they go all the way. And inflated a red balloon, it went up. I think a yellow balloon, it went up. Then they brought a black balloon. And somebody asked him, will this black one also go up? So he told him, it's not the matter of the color of the balloon. It is the gas inside that takes it up. If you carry the right thing, no devil can keep you down. Hey! I said, if you carry the right thing, no devil can keep you down. I am announcing to somebody here, the blessing is coming upon you, and the blessing is taking you up. Shout the loudest, amen. If you carry the right thing, no devil can keep you down. And it's not a function of where you are, it's a function of what is on you. It's not a function of the color of your skin. It's a function of the content of your potential. Take your seat. A seal of divine goodwill and divine well-being. And if God said it is well with you, who can say it will not be well with you? Fourthly, the blessing allocates positive identity. Are you ready for this? Positive identity and notoriety when they say somebody is a notorious criminal, means he is a well-known criminal. Popular, he's not hidden. Unfortunately, we use the word notorious with the wrong things. But you can be notorious for good. Daniel had notorious integrity. He had a level of integrity that had notoriety. That is, it could not be hid. You can have notoriety of prosperity. You can have notoriety of identity. That is, an identity that is positive and well known. He told Abraham, I will give you a name that is great. I will give you a label that is honorable. So, you say, my name is so and so. They say, I know that name from somewhere. They haven't heard of it before. It's just hearing it now. But there is an anointing on that name. There is a blessing on that name that opened to us. He said, because of the savour of thy good ointments, thy name is as an ointment poured forth. Songs of Solomon chapter 1 verse 3. Therefore the virgins love thee. You have a name that is attractive. You have a name that commands attention. You have a name where when they see the name on a list of candidates to be selected, it's not a name that can be rejected. There is something on the name. There is a blessing on the name. There is a fragrance on the name. There is a perfume on the name. I don't know who God sent me to speak to here tonight, but that name, that identity you have, is experiencing a change today. Everyone here that is a victim of bad or wrong identity, it is changing right now. Say amen like a believer. Take your seat. That is in the blessing. The blessing. He allocates to you an identity and notoriety. Positive identity and notoriety. Number 11 or number 5. The anointing brings color and sunshine to life. Sorry, the blessing. It brings color and sunshine into life. Meaning, life is made colorful and enviable by the blessing. There is something about you that makes you colorful. There is something about you that makes you enviable. The blessing of God. I can tell you, if you are not blessed, you can wear a suit of $1 million. It no fit you. If the blessing is on you, you can wear a wrapper of 2,000. And they'll be wondering, where did you buy it from? At the early times of our ministry, I had bought suit from Bend Down Boutique, Internet Corner, Gwonjo, Boys Corner, Okrika, no they fail. Do you understand? In Abuja here, look left, look right, nobody, you don't know anybody who knows you. I wore the suit. One of the first weddings we joined in church, when I saw the picture, the suit was from there. I knack it on the body. You'll be asking, is this from Paris? No, it's Paris Area 1. Hey! You see, don't struggle to belong to any class. Just belong to him. He will allocate you class. who will allocate you. He makes you call. And the Philistines envied him. Genesis 26 and in verse 14. And the Philistines, the man was so blessed, he became colorful, he became enviable, and the Philistines envied him. They desired what he had. They wanted to be like him. A whole nation was envying an individual because something was on him. That something is coming upon you. That something is coming upon you. I call it easy likability. Supernatural attractability. I mean, just natural. You are likable, lovable, lovely, loving. Naturally. They favor you, they don't know why. They are under pressure to do something for you. Because the blessing, something is on you. I announce to somebody today, that blessing is coming on your life. Coming on your family. Coming on your destiny. Shout the loudest, amen. Give Lord the praise and take your seat. I think second service, you are getting more fired on the front. Color. Sunshine. And finally, the blessing enhances the quality, durability, and longevity of life. Quality, durability, longevity. That is, God did not bless you for them to kill you. You know, in some villages, when a person becomes rich, they begin to look for when next they will bring back his dead body. You see uncompleted buildings, plenty. This man was a millionaire, but in his 40s, he just died like that. And there are villages where still they celebrate death. Watch night, what do you call it now? Overnight service, they watch, what do they call it? Wake keep. It's a major occasion. Filled. Elders are very old. Young people die very young. That is a curse. It's not your son. He said, the sun shall not smite you by day, nor the moon by night. That is, you are not permitted to be cut short in the daytime of your life. You must reach evening. You must reach even when they say, when do they say good night? Do you say good night in the afternoon? You know, in some obituary pictures, you say good night to somebody who is 40 years old. You say good night in the night. Night starts from 7 p.m. thereabout. And if you consider 7 p.m. to be like 70 years, the 8 p.m. like 80 years, 9 p.m. like 90 years. 10 p.m. like 100 years. 11 p.m. like 110 years. 12 p.m. like 120 years. That's good. And even that 7 p.m. you can say, I mean, those who sleep at 7 p.m. most times are early sleepers. And if you ask anybody who is 75 or 78 now, do you say you want to sleep now? For where? Ask anybody who is, his age is 78. You say, are you planning to die now? He will tell you, why? You want, I'll kill you first. Hey! I announce to somebody here today, in the name of Jesus, you will not be cautious before your time. I don't care the diagnosis the devil has given you. If any man is in Christ, a new creature, all things are passed away. Maybe they say you are HIV positive and you are afraid of death. Or maybe they say there is a cancer. Or maybe they say there is a hepatitis. Whatever it is, or end-stage liver disease or kidney disease, I am here to announce, you shall fulfill your days.
The blessing of the Lord shall swallow up the curses of life. It shall swallow up every curse from hell. You believers, shout the loudest, amen. Lift your hands and your voice and say, in the name of Jesus, I shall fulfill my day.
Give the Lord a praise and take your seat. What is the way of that blessing? I'm going to rush because time is on our side. Number one is the pursuit of the blesser. How do you get into this blessing I'm talking about? It's the pursuit of the blesser. When you seek his face, you have access to his hands. Don't seek the blessing. Seek the blesser. Seek the one who blesses, and you will not lack the blessing. And let me say to you something to you. If you are sold out to God, he shows you off to the world. Somebody say, show off. I'm talking from a practitioner's point of view. I'm talking from experiential. When you are sold out to God, he will show you off. Sold out to him, you are his show off to the world. He will tell the world, see what it means for somebody to waste his life for me. See what it means for somebody to waste his youth for me. See what it means for somebody to be a foolish person for me. This is the stupidity of God. So I've given God all your time, all your resources, all your everything. What have you become? Everyone who is sold out to God. And the devil is still mocking your destiny. Today is the end of that mockery forever. It's the end of that mockery forever. And anything you need to do well, God will show you. Anything you need to do to see the results you are meant to see, God will show it to you. The pursuit of the blessed is number one. Number two is the life of obedience. The life of Abraham. The life of obedience led Abraham into the world of the blessing. Get out of your father's house, and Abraham departed. The life of obedience. When God said, go out and reach out to the souls, you say, yes, sir. Bring out your tithes into the storehouse, yes, sir. Be involved in the church, in the temple, and in the church, in the home, yes, sir. Obedience is the door. Say it like this. Obedience is the magnet of abundance. It magnetizes supernatural resources. The life of obedience. If you are not seeing the blessing of God the way you want to see it, ask the Lord, is there something I am meant to obey? I am not obeying. Is there a command I am meant to obey? I'm not obeying. He will show it to you. Number three is existence as a blessing. You want to see the blessing of God? You must exist as a blessing. I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. Let me tell you something. Whenever something enters my hand, monthly, the first thing that enters my mind, number one, tithe. Two, prophet's offering, my prophet, which is the same percentage. Three, projects given. Can I reveal some things to you? Which for me is still the same percentage with the tithe. For me. Four. Which one else? Welfare giving. Five. Free will offerings. All that is signed out. Last week, I signed out check for projects in six zeros. And I told my wife, I said, this is how to live. This is what it means to live. Kenneth Chas. Spurgeon said, God divided the hand into fingers so that money can pass through it. Hear this and don't forget forever. The blessing of God is not looking for containers. It's looking for channels. God will bless people, but he's not blessing containers. He is blessing channels. And this illustration I gave to you, I did not plan it before this service so that you don't say I calculated to come and impress you. And if I have tried anything and it appears boastful, Lord, I'm sorry, I didn't intend that. All I have intended today is to communicate examples to you which communicates principles. This is how to live. At the end of the year, when I see my record of the year, income, outflow into the kingdom, my most exciting portion is the one that went out. Because it is more blessed to give than to receive. The blessing of God is in search. The blessing of God is in search. The blessing of God is in search of the channel, not the container. In case you are made uncomfortable by what I just mentioned percentage-wise, please, hurry slowly. Move at your level. Alright, function according to your faith. Let your faith grow. And let it grow until you are able. I didn't start like that. Alright, I started gradually. Do you understand what I'm talking about? I think somebody just got delivered by that statement. I didn't start like that. I started gradually. It was gradual. What was most constant was the first and the second. That one was constant like that from the beginning. The rest, gradual. Being a blessing. And finally, existing as a blessing. Don't forget, God is not looking for containers. God is looking for channels. And finally, it is the life of faith. They looked up to him, up to God. Not up to man, not up to his system, not up to an uncle. They looked up to God. And they were enlightened. And their faces were not ashamed. Abraham said, I've lifted up my eyes to the maker of the universe, that I will not take anything from you, king of Sodom, in case you said you made Abraham rich. I don't want anybody to say I am behind the making of that man. Look up to God squarely. Faith in God. Whatever you can't give me, Lord, I don't need it. Where you can't take me, I never go. What you can't do for me, let it remain undone. That is the brutal commitment of people of faith. Anywhere you cannot take me, Lord, Lord, may I not reach there. Whatever you cannot give me, may I not have it. Whatever you can do for me, may it remain undone. And there is nothing you can give. And there is nothing you can do. And there is nowhere you can take me. Stand up on your feet. Ay, 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 ay. Take your seat. So that you can stand up well. What you can't do for me, let it remain undone. Where you can't take me, may I not get there? What you can't give me, may I not have? Question is there anything he cannot give me? Is there anywhere he cannot take me? Is there anything he can't do for me? If it is necessary, he will do the same for you. Stand with a shout of praise. A shout of victory. Lift up your hands and lift up your voice and begin to appreciate him. Appreciate him, honor him, adore him. Worship him, worship him. Father, we give you the praise. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Be thou glorified. Be thou glorified. Be thou honored. Open your mouth and speak to God. And say after me, say, Father. Louder, say, Father. I come before you today. I receive the grace to live the life of a pursuer of God. Grace to obey you. Grace to exist as a blessing. I receive the grace to look up to nobody but you. I receive that grace now. In Jesus' name. Lift up your hands and speak to God. You are always there to help. You are always there to help me. Even when no one else was there, you are always there for me. Even when I can't see you, even when I cannot trust you, I still have faith in your word. You are all. We'll take it correctly now. While we are singing that song, anyone that is here today in need of surrender to Jesus, you want your sins forgiven, you want today to mark a new day for you, to make Jesus Lord over your life, pick your Bibles and pick your bags and quickly rush forward and let us pray for you. You have an addiction in your life that must be broken: tobacco smoking, alcoholism, immoral lifestyle, anything that must be broken so you can be free. You're also welcome to come forward. Maybe you backslid and you want to return back to God. You also come forward. God bless you. Take this song now.
You are always there to help. You are always there to help me.
Even
when no one else was there. You are always there for me.
Even when. Keep coming. I'll give you the count of 7-1.
Even when I cannot praise you, I live my faith in your word, that you are always there.
You are always there.
You are always
keep coming.
There to help.
You are always there.
You are always there to help. You are always there for me.
Even when
I can't feel you.
Even when I cannot trust you.
I still have faith in your word, that you are always there for me.
Lift your voice and sing.
Place your right hand on your chest, all of you, and lift up the other hand. And say after me, Lord Jesus. Say it louder, Lord Jesus. I come before you today. I receive your help. I receive your mercy. Deliver me, Lord, from the power of sin. Today I have decided to follow you, Lord. No turning back. From today, forward ever. Backward never. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. I pray for you today. I declare the hold of the enemy broken and grace to live for God. That grace is released upon you. I call it done. In Jesus' precious name. Amen. Give the Lord the praise as you take your seat in the presence of the Lord. All of you standing here, today is a new day for you. Our counselors are going to speak with you and they will let you know what you need to do to be established in God. Kindly move with them and then let us know if you have any question. God bless you. Mother with a stick, what happened to you? Come forward here. Father, we give you the praise. Stretch your two hands, every one of you. I prophesy upon your hands. I declare that your harvest will look for you from the north and the south and the east. Let us come forward right to the front here. In the name of Jesus, I declare harvest in Jesus' name. Go ahead, pick up your offering. Step forward over here. All right, I can see that that leg is hanging in the air.
She stepped on Chan.
When was this? Lift it up, ma'am.
About 4 years.
4 years. Yes, lift up. Let's see. Yeah, that leg is permanently hanging in the air. Stepped on Chan 4 years. Lift up your hands. Do you believe that God can heal you? Drop the stick. Lift your hand. Two hands. Close your eyes. Father, let your power touch this woman. And let this charm return to the devil that sent it. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In Jesus' name. Heal. Pick up, right, in Jesus' name. Look at me. It is done. Lift that leg up. Lift it up. Don't look. Just lift it up. Lift it up. Up like this. Good. Down. Press it down. Lift the other one up. Second one. Lift the other one up. Do it. Do it. All right. Look at me. Do as I do. Don't think. Do. Move it. Move it. Do it. Do it. If you cannot do it, I won't tell you to do it. Move it. Move it. All right, come. Let's go. Move it, come. Move it. Move it. Yes, it's matching the ground now. What working now is fear. Move. For 4 years, if you have been in pains, I mean, you'll find it hard. Move to my chair. There. Move. Move faster, ma. Move faster. Faster, faster. Move faster, move faster. Give the Lord. O mewo ya mewo ya chukwe mewo. Tie ile majo mo me chukwe mewo. O mewo ya mewo ya chukwe mewo. Tie ile majo mo me chukwe mewo. O mewo ya mewo ya mewo ya mewo ya chukwe mewo. Keep the finger the praise. That leg, give the Lord a praise. That leg was not touching the ground at all. Mother, as they show the testimony from Makodi, when you see those miracles, you jump and begin to dance with others. Alright, take your seat, people. Give us the clip of the Makodi crusade. Father, multiply the harvest in Jesus' name. Pass it on while the communion takes their position. As a clip from Makodi's show. When Makodi on Thursday, Friday, troop of people for the program. Power of the Holy Ghost is everywhere. That's right, that's right. That's right. There is an eruption of His power, of His mercy. If there is somebody who came in here with a lumber jacket, a belt.
Yes, about 2 years ago, she said, during the burial, a satanic arrow was fired into her waist. From the neck there, she said, all the way back, to the west. Yes. Yes, and then she couldn't walk for that long without the use of this. And she's been afflicted. And according to her, the moment you mention that word, Olala, fire enter the fire place. Enter the head. And then she began to do the things she couldn't do before, sir. Mama, she's doing everything she couldn't do before. All manner of growths just disappeared.
Accurate word of prophecy, sir. You said that growth is disappearing from the left side of the breast. Right side of the
right
breast.
Yes.
Four months ago, our sister was diagnosed of growth at the right side of the breast.
On the right breast. 4 months ago. Yes.
She came in that condition to the Kushegra. When the word came, she landed under the anointing, got up, and then the growth disappeared forever.
Right breast growth of 4 months disappeared. Undescended testes in a child has been healed.
A very accurate word of prophecy here. You say God was healing a child of an undescended testis. That has been the situation of this young boy for over 14 years, right from birth.
Since he was born.
He was operated upon last year to no avail. But when his word came tonight, he felt the movement around that region and the testis have been hanging up, descended.
Somebody's terrible leg ulcer is drying up right now.
14 years ago, he was diagnosed of type 1 diabetes mellitus. He has been on insulin every single day.
Every single day, Mr. Insulin.
Sir, as you declare that cancers and ulcers,
leg ulcers
were being healed, he came in tonight. This cup was soaked.
With the fluid that makes you from the diabetic ulcer.
Yes, sir. He has not been taking the insulin. And he said when he comes to this crusade, that he knows he's going to be healed, he will do away with the insulin, his blood sugar become normal, and he will live a normal life. And as this sore is healed tonight,
the sore has dried up.
It's dried up.
Bless me.
The sore is totally dry. There's no accident. There's no fluid.
The soil is dry, right there.
Totally dry.
Are you just looking like that? Somebody's mad person has just been healed. They brought a mad person in. Talk to that person right now. The mind is normal. The mind is normal.
This woman must be mad for over 10 years. 11 years. Walking naked on the road, eating from West Bay, and in that condition she was brought here tonight. But when our word was mentioned,
for 11 years, naked, eating on the dustbin,
say, Jesus, thank you.
Jesus, thank you.
I am free.
I am free.
I am healed.
I am healed.
Hey! Jump on your feet and celebrate, people. Give 2 minutes celebration. Everything that is not of God in your life is being arrested right now. Every agenda of hell is being arrested right now. Celebration.
We give you glory, Lord. You are the mighty God.
Celebrate!
Hey, we give you glory, Lord. You are the mighty God.
We give you glory, Lord. You are
the mighty God. Hey, we give you glory, Lord. You are the mighty God.
We give you glory, Lord. You are the mighty God.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. Take your seat 1 minute.
We're having a great, great, great time in God's presence. Tomorrow, Tuesday, the healing service will be explosive. Wednesday, we are in the month of supernatural financial abundance. Somebody shout the loudest amen. The kind of resources you have never touched before will enter your hands this morning. Well, if you don't believe it, let me say to somebody, the kind of thing you have never touched before, what you have never handled all your life, is entering your hands this month. If you are a believer, shout the loudest amen. Shout the loudest amen. Take your seat in the presence of the Lord. My counsel to you is be in all the services. You will be given the keys. Wednesday midweek service. Details of how to access this. Saturday home church, 5:30 p.m. And then, of course, Sunday, Holy Ghost service. Coming Sunday. It is titled Fresh Fire. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Handbills are available. Invite your friends, loved ones. Sunday after that is power to conquer impartation service. Sunday after that, or the Friday after that, in the day of his power, worship and wonders, man. And of course, victory celebration. The whole month is loaded. Don't miss any. He said, compel them to come, that my house may be filled. In the book of Luke chapter 14, verse 23, compel your friends and your loved ones to come. God bless you. And Port Harcourt, the Sharks Stadium, /civic center this Thursday and Friday. Makodi version of your own will be happening. Port Harcourt Healing and Deliverance Crusade with the theme Divine Visitation. It shall be explosive. Ensure you are there and something will explode. Somebody shout the loudest, amen. Loudmost, amen. If you have friends and brothers and relations in the Port Harcourt area, let them know we are coming to Port Harcourt this season. And the Lord bless you. Stand up with your communion and lift it up. Place your second hand on your head. We are meant to be submitting our soul winner's card. Don't forget that the fruit-bearing assignment card, kingdom expansion giving card, monthly, and then kingdom enlightenment praying. These are things that are guaranteeing your blessing monthly. If you have them, you can leave them before God after this, and also let God know you are doing your best. Place your hand on your head. Leave the communion is holding one hand, and the hand is on the head with the second hand. As you receive this blessing, now that you know what the blessing is, receive it with all your power. While it is being declared, if you are here for the first time, quickly come forward here and let us receive you in the front. God bless you.
We declare the blessing of the Lord upon you in this third month of the year 2021. This month of March, we declare you shall march forward.
Amen.
That which pertains to you shall be delivered into your hands speedily.
Amen.
We declare that by this blessing today, every curse on your life is arrested. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
You are blessed.
Amen. You are blessed. We prophesy today upon you, this year of release, this year of recovery, and year of multiplication shall answer in your life.
Amen.
I announce today, the month of March opens up for you.
Amen.
And your life also opens up in the month of March.
Amen.
I decree today the end of delay.
Amen.
Grace to pursue the blesser.
Yes.
Grace to live the life of obedience. Grace to exist as a blessing. Grace to live the life of faith. That grace is released on you.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Right now, every negative history of your life today is replaced by a positive destiny.
Amen.
Through this blessing.
Amen.
By the release of this blessing, I declare the release of the force that moves you now from your current position into your desired destination.
Amen.
Into your God-ordained possession.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I prophesy the release of the seal of divine goodwill and welfare. I don't know whoever said it would ever be well with you. I stand here by the mantle of God's blessing to say, it is well with you.
Amen.
It is well with your life.
Amen.
Everyone who is a victim of wrong name, wrong label, wrong identity, I declare it deleted now.
Amen.
It is deleted now.
Amen.
I prophesy the right identity on your life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
If you had lived a pitiable life, now by the release of this blessing, move into an enviable life.
Amen.
Move into a colorful life.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I prophesy durability. I prophesy quality. I prophesy longevity.
Amen.
You shall fulfill your day.
Amen.
And you shall fulfill your day.
Amen.
So shall it be.
Amen.
In the name of the Father.
Amen.
And of the Son.
Amen.
And of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
Go ahead and take that communion while standing.